So, guys, your thoughts on this? Because I noticed that that Robert Cessna had some of those quotes in his newspaper article this morning. I was reading Brent Zwerneman online, and he had some of those. Now, in the posting that Brent had on his blog, he has the players' comments, but he has the players' Twitter accounts in there after their name.
Huh.
Do you think he should do that? I mean, I'm just thinking out loud.
Yes.
There. You think so?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's publicly available.
It is available.
Twitter has, right. You have the option on Twitter of making someone seek your permission to follow you.
Okay.
And you can always block people.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. That's cool. I hear that. I understand.
In fact, it's a growing trend. In fact, I noticed this when we, because we picked up, our FX picked up Big 12 games this year. And when they would do the two shot of Charles Davis and Gus Johnson, they would put their Twitter accounts underneath their names.
Okay. Well, again, connecting, getting the audience to connect.
Yeah. Well, aren't most Twitter accounts, accessed by just the person's name, right?
Yeah, you can search.
Because you can search for anybody and follow them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Under the.
It nearly led to a divorce in my house last night. But,
because you just kept on. Yeah. Wouldn't put it down, would you?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe the word was at one point, I'm going to take that phone away from you.
And she wasn't talking to one of the children. Imagine
no.
she took that tone, didn't she? That parental tone.
And she didn't say where she was going to put it then.
I have a feeling the sun doesn't shine there.
Right. Yeah. So, once again, under the guys, the headline of They Just Don't Get It, Penn State has announced that they have promised that they will donate from their bowl game proceeds to sex crime advocacy organizations. They are going to, guys, are you ready?
Mm.
They are going to donate $1.5 million. I mean, wow. Isn't that wonderful?
How magnanimous.
I think if you remember about 3 weeks ago, I said they ought to put $5 million up and Paterno ought to put $5 million up. But no, $1.5 million from bowl game proceeds.
In other words, money that they were getting anyway for playing in a bowl game.
Huh. Let me see. Yeah. If there were just some way to see that Penn State football generated $70 million in revenue and cleared a profit last year of $50 million, but we're going to find $1.5 million from bowl proceeds to give. Just don't. Okay. Yeah,
that's like saying, I'm going to give 10% of my Christmas bonus.
Yeah, something like that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. If I get one. And then,
right,
so
right.
There. Uh-huh. All right, so do you want to do the least favorite holiday song, or do you want to talk about the most favorite holiday
I want
song
to do
right
both,
now.
Scott.
Yeah.
I don't,
yeah.
But we don't
we
have
want
to, we
both.
Can't do one extreme without the other, Scott. We don't have time to do both right now.
Are you going
to
play both of them?
Well, I was going to play a little snippet.
Oh, shut the front door.
Yeah?
What?
Why?
You know what we need to be. You know what it's time for.
Oh, you know, you're
what?
Right.
How
but,
do you do
but we'll start it Monday. We will.
Oh,
Tom doesn't
man.
Care.
What?
Really? You're talking about playing either the most favoritest or
right,
the most hatedest,
right,
and the most awesomest is right there in front of you, and you will not play it.
All right.
What is it?
I don't have it
tired
right.
of failing?
No, I don't Tell have me. It right in front of me.
Giselle McKenzie, get? Tom.
Oh, it is that time.
I know.
It's past Thanksgiving.
I know.
Giselle.
All right. God, you're just killing me.
Boom. Boom, okay. Boom. We're getting them.
Yeah, I know.
We're getting them heated up for
I'm
this.
Fine.
Boom.
I'll find it.
No, I've got it.
I'll find it on
right.
YouTube
I'll,
for crying out loud.
Yeah, I'm sure it's boom. There.
I'm going to find it for you, too. Watch,
well,
it's
yeah,
a race now.
Yeah, you are.
No, it's not a race. I'll just let you
we
find
it. We got people
it.
Already tapping their foot in anticipation.
Wait.
I can't. It's not on. I was looking on playlist. I can't find it on playlist.
What is he? He's too.
No, just. No. Quit it. Quit singing. Did you find it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, go. Hit it. That's all right.
I've hit. I'm waiting.
Oh.
Oh,
it's the load?
It's buffering.
Oh.
It's got to.
Merry Christmas.
Fat.
There you
fat.
Go.
Yeah. He's too fat. 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 Much too fat. 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 He'll never get down. Never get down. He's too fat for the chimney. Too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in. There's no room for his tummy. Please do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin? I don't see how I'll get the
for. I knew while sitting on his lap in that department store that he'd have troubles by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in.
Take a look at that fat.
Oh,
fat,
he's certainly
fat,
chubby.
Fat,
oh,
fat,
so rub-a-dub-tubby. Mrs.
Fat,
Christmas's hobby.
He'll never get down, never get down.
He's too fat,
fat
for the
fat,
chimney.
He's too fat,
fat for the
fat,
chimney. So
fat,
open
fat,
the
fat,
door and let poor Santa Claus
down, never
in.
Get down.
There's no room for his tummy.
Chubby's
do
fat,
something rummy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin? One day I saw him on the street, and I could quickly tell that with his roly-poly tum-tum shaking just like jelly,
he just won't make it by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in.
Break it down.
Yep.
Let him in.
Open the door.
Let him in.
Open the door. He can't get down the chimney anymore. So please let fat old Santa Claus in.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Now we're better.
I'm fired up.